Jake's on the line, Sydney Swan star. Welcome to you, Jake. Thanks a lot for your time.
No worries, Diane. Thanks for having me.
You must be pretty happy with the performance last night. I presume, you know, going into the game, you weren't like, you know, other people thinking, well, the Giants have all the class and they've got all the good players and they'll win the game. You looked like you were confident before they even bounced the ball.
Yeah, it was a great performance by the boys. I mean, early in the week, we sort of obviously did our homework on the Giants and really looked at ways that, really focused on the way we were going to go into that game. And, there was a really positive approach from the guys from the outset. And I think just from that first bounce, our competitiveness around the footy and then just our poise with the football was a standout. And the ability to play that way for four quarters was very impressive. So, yeah, great win.
And the bigger ground, it looked like you had more speed into the team anyway, but I'm not sure whether I'm just reading too much into it. But you added foot, your row bottom's got speed, you guys have got speed from defence, Papley's got speed. It seems as if you had that run and carry. Jordan Dawson works both ends of the ground. It seems as if you've got the confidence to really use the space on a ground like Optus Stadium.
Yeah, we felt like that was what a part of our game that we had to work on was just our ability to give our forwards a chance to kick goals. I think last week against Collingwood, they peppered us with inside 50s and repeat entries. So it's just about our controlling our ball movement a little bit more and, allowing those guys to get on the outside. You spoke about, obviously, Foot and Papley. We've got Wicks down there, Blakey as well. So really give those guys a chance to use their leg speed and get in the open space.
And Nick Rewalt was pretty happy you guys unleashed the lizard. He went to the midfield and had a good game.
Yeah, he was super last night. He's, obviously didn't play the week before. Just the way he went about it during the week and obviously come in and played a bit of a different role. But, it shows why he's at one of the top picks in the draft a couple of years ago. His ability to just read the football off the packs and then, use his speed to get out into space. And the way he uses the footy is very nice. So, it was a brilliant game from the lizard.
You also had a couple of little tricks last night that I haven't seen before and they don't always work, but starting with the handball switch from the kick-in that you've manufactured, that's a nice little move.
Yeah, just something different. Obviously we don't want to just go there and do the same thing every week. We've got to change things up, so we don't want to be too predictable, but, we've got to change it up here and there, but it's gives our forwards a chance on the open side and it obviously changes week to week. But, it's just great team performance for everyone. Everyone played a role last night and that's what we need.
Who invented that? Is that something that you guys brought in? Was that a John Longmire thing? It's a little bit of almost a rugby union or a gridiron move to move one way and then flick the handball back to a guy running the other.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It took a while to get Hawth across, but actually it was a Stevie Johnson play. So he came up with that one and it seemed to work. So I'll keep that in our bag for when we need it.
I like it. I like it a lot. Let's hope it works and some other teams try to get more inventive from the kick-in. Your defence was great last night. In fact, the only three goals that they got, and you kept them to their equal lowest score in their history, but your defence, the only three goals that you conceded were free kick goals and three of them, maybe two at least, didn't look like they were free kicks. So your defence is holding up really well.
Yeah, for sure. It's I think a lot of that had to do with our pressure up in front of the footy as well. The pressure our forwards are putting on just allowed us defenders to get smart positioning behind the ball. I feel like last night we really worked as a group back there. It wasn't just lockdown play your man and beat your man. We really worked together as a team, come across and supported each other. So obviously it takes 18 blokes to really nullify a team's offence, and we were able to do that last night.
And do you think that more of you guys will move into the midfield? I know that you look like you're pretty much stationed down there for the rest of your life, but Callum Mills looks like he's evolving into more of a midfielder than he ever has been. I know that Dane Rampey and you get on really well behind the ball there, but I can see so many of your defenders that could actually move up. And now I'm seeing this evolution of new midfielders come into your team that, maybe we'll keep a few of those guys like Callum Mills down there in your defence. When I look at, Zach Foote looked like he actually looked that he was up to the level last night. Nick Blakey looks like he's a good midfielder. Luke Parker's not finished. You didn't even have Josh Kennedy last night. So do you think you'll set your defence and keep your six sort of set because that's the way to go? Or do you think there is a licence for some of your defenders to end up being good midfielders in time?
I think at the moment our defence is pretty set. We've sort of got those seven or eight guys that are going through there. But, you know, Millsy played a lot through the midfield early this year. I think Parksy, as you said, Parksy's sort of that, he's that leader of that midfield. And the way Rowbottom and those guys have jumped on board and really given him the chop out sort of allows us just to hold that six down there. We feel like that's where a lot of our experience is in our team with a young group is our back line. So if we can keep that as stable as possible, I think that's probably better for us.
Do you think that the SCG does stifle footy a little? It congests footy and you guys play better on the bigger expanse with the team you've got or not?
No, I don't think so. I guess for us this year, we've been pretty inconsistent and it's probably just a matter of when we have played at home in Sydney, we just haven't put out the performance we need to. So it's been a fortress for a number of years and a long time. Teams sort of go to Sydney knowing it's going to be a hard match. But I think in recent games, we haven't been able to, really put the foot down and have that real home advantage. So it's important that, we just take a lot of confidence from the weekend. And so we're not going to be able to get back to the SCG to play this year. But for the coming years, that we do make our home ground tough to play at.
And Mr. Charisma, Tom Papley, what kind of bloke's he?
Ripping fella, young Paps. He's just an absolute competitor. I love playing alongside Paps. He's he's having a sensational year. And he's only a young fella, but he really leads our forward line down there. And I think that the team gets a lot of confidence from his actions and what his pressure, what he does around the footy. So great to play with.
And there was the talk last year that he was going to leave or might have wanted to leave and was up for trade. It seems to me like his heart and soul's in the Sydney idea right now. How are you reading it?
Yeah, no, that's 100%. His leadership around the football club has been massive this year. He obviously addressed that, what happened in the off-season, day one when we got back, and, no one's thought about it since. He's fully invested in the footy club, and, he's leading by example out there. So, but hopefully he stays in Sydney, mate.
So Talkback Radio host like me can forget it over summer. Don't even worry about it. Paps are staying?
Paps are staying, yep. Let's go with that. I'm happy with that.
I like it as well because I like calling it when he's out there. I mean, it looked like you were all playing with an enjoyment, a smile on your faces as well last night. It seems as if, despite the coronavirus environment that we're in right now, despite the fact that you're in hubs and having to be away from home, there seemed to be an enjoyment factor in your eyes last night that makes it seem as if you're so excited to be able to go and play footy despite what's happening outside of the boundary line.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. We're all here to compete and play football, and just we are away from home and away from families and whatnot, but just being able to go out there and do what we love is pretty important right now. And, the guys just are really embracing this hub lifestyle. Obviously, it's a little bit different. We're in each other's faces all day, every day, but, it's just about building that connection as a group and really performing when we do get the chance to go play. So, we certainly had that feeling last night, and, hopefully that continues going forward. It's only going to make this, hub life much easier when you're winning football.
So do you get a day off today, or is it recovery and day off tomorrow? I know it's a short week. You've got Fremantle coming up in a few days' time. So what do you get the chance to do? You've already had your bye week. What's your spare time look like when you're out of your own household?
We're pretty lucky at the moment because we've actually got a 9-day break. We don't play Fremantle until next Saturday due to the WA restrictions. But we've got a couple of days off now. We're training again Sunday and then work up towards Fremantle next week. But we've got the luxury of staying at a golf resort at the moment. So a few guys are out having a hit and enjoying the golf resort. So we're pretty lucky.
What do you do?
I'll be doing that a bit later, I think. Just relaxing for the morning and taking it easy. But certainly good feelings, good vibe around here at the moment. So we'll enjoy it while we can.
Yeah, enjoy it. We certainly enjoyed watching it last night. It was a delight to watch, to be honest, Jake. Congratulations, and congratulations to everyone at Sydney. You've turned it around, and let's hope you can get a run going. We'll talk soon.
No worries. Thanks very much, Dwayne.